Phone Boy Speaks, episode 275, Block the Lock.
So the Obama administration, or rather the Obummer administration, as I refer to it, is asking the FCC, supposedly, to implement some rules that would forbid carriers from refusing to unlock their handsets from their network. And what does that mean? So when you buy a handset from, you know, either AT&T or Verizon, the handset is usually locked to that carrier so that you can't use it with any other carrier. Even if the phone could potentially use another carrier for one reason or another, they sell them in this locked state. And, you know, and sometimes you can get a mother may I and they'll actually unlock it. And in some cases they won't. For example, when I bought my iPhone 4S, now granted I bought it on a handset subsidy, they actually would allow me to lock it, but for only for international use. They would not allow me to unlock it in any way so that I can use it in the US with another carrier if I choose to. Even if I, even if the Verizon contract is up, they will not, unlock it in a way that would allow me to use it with a US carrier. Just won't happen, which I find unfortunate. It shouldn't happen, right? If we pay enough for these handsets, even of course, most people aren't really under the illusion that it's $199, but there's the proviso of the 2-year contract. By the time you add up what you pay for a 2-year contract, then you're actually paying a whole lot more than that. And it's even gotten worse now because, you know, T-Mobile did this thing where they actually provided value for the, they said, okay, we don't really want to subsidize handsets so much, so we're not doing that, but we're going to allow you to pay off your handset over time. And in fact, they have this jump plan and you're allowed to essentially upgrade your handset for you pay a deductible or something in addition to your fee, which, by the way, you know what you're paying for your handset, right? Because the fee for the service is different from what you pay for the handset. So you could buy a lower cost handset and your bill's lower or use a handset that you had before and not pay anything. So your service is your service plan. And, you know, now of course the AT&T and Verizon and even Sprint are getting on the bandwagon. They've come up with a plan where you can do sort of the same thing on their network and really those plans force you to pay for the full price of the handset, and you do get some trade-in or something where you can actually get a new handset every year if you want to, but you still end up paying more for the handset than you would if you just bought the thing outright and the service plan were lower. Right now, it's almost impossible to buy those items separately, to buy phone and to buy the service plan separately. And AT&T and Verizon, which have like 80% of the customers in the US, when they offered these plans, they didn't lower the plans to us buy a handset over 2 years. They didn't lower their price like T-Mobile did. T-Mobile actually lowered their prices and made them a lot more competitive. And really, the whole market is just kind of this weird duopoly of AT&T and Verizon, and there's no again, if you buy the handset outright, you can't necessarily move it from carrier to carrier. And obviously having being able to unlock the handsets off demand is great, but I would take it a step further and say, why is this even legal in the first place? And in fact, there's several countries where it is illegal to sell a handset locked to a carrier. Now, in those countries, they don't subsidize their handsets or they don't subsidize them as much. And honestly, that makes more sense, right? And in fact, in the countries where this is done, yeah, the handsets are expensive, but your service plans are a whole lot cheaper. And you know what you're paying for your handset. You know what you're paying for your service plan. They're not tied together. And you can easily say, okay, well, if carrier X is not meeting my needs today, I can immediately switch to carrier Y with a better plan. I don't have to take a subsidy. Or actually, in some other countries, what they'll do is you can still sell a locked handset, but A, you have to unlock it, and B, you can, B, in some cases, they'll give you a discount on your service plan, right? You get this handset in order to get this handset, you have to have this service plan, which will, you'll get a discount. So, by doing it that way, and that, it becomes part of the deal rather than this, as I say, as ball and chain it is in the US. So I would take it a step further though and just say, if you're gonna require carriers to unlock handsets, why even let them lock up them in the first place? The handset shouldn't be sold locked. I should be able to walk into an Apple store and buy an iPhone and not tell them what carrier I'm going to use it on. It shouldn't matter. And then I should be able to go take it to Verizon if I want to and use them as my service provider, or go take it to AT&T or T-Mobile, and the phone should just work. And in fact, if you look at the new iPhone 5s that have come out, the 5S and the 5C, they have models that work on both CDMA and GSM networks with LTE, and there's no reason, no technical reason why I couldn't buy one of those handsets. It's purely this operator BS that is affecting, you know, what I can buy and where I can use it with and so forth. And honestly, the practice of locking handsets, and again, I'm speaking to the United States here, it should be illegal. I mean, we shouldn't have to be asking Mother May I to unlock our handsets. They should just not be locked in the first place. So I would go, yes, I support the FCC requiring carriers to unlock it, but at the same time, I would also implore our Congress critters to simply just pass a law that forbids the practice of locking the handset in the first place.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.